Money from unusual sources. When you think of a monk, you might think of a quiet man living in a place far away from others. The free monks of Greece do live far from others, but they are anything but quiet. In fact, they sing. They have been recording songs and selling many albums in Greece. People of all ages love them. Their songs are recorded in different styles, digital keyboard and rock, for example, and are not only religious. The monks also sing about problems like drugs and globalization. The cash from music sales isn't pouring in, but the monks are earning some money. A few people don't like this. They think monks shouldn't sing for money. But the monks happily accept the money. They set it aside for summer camps for teenagers. The monks also donate some of the money to social programs that help many people. The San people have lived in southern Africa for almost 40,000 years, hunting animals and gathering plants. But recently, many San people lost their land. Some tried to move to large cities, but it was hard to get jobs. Broke, they returned home and watched as their culture and traditions began to die. But all this may be changing. The San have struck it rich. They recently signed an agreement with a large drug company. The San have traditional knowledge about plants that is worth a lot of money. The drug company is especially interested in a particular plant and how the San use it. In the past, the San went on long hunting trips. While away from home, they ate a special plant to slow their hunger. Using the San's knowledge, the drug company wants to make a new medicine from this plant. For people around the world who have weight problems, this drug could really help. The San are being careful with this easy money. They plan to use it to create jobs for their people. They also want to focus on education. Through education, they hope to save their culture and language for future generations.